You're listening to RightDivision.com, brought to you by Northside Bible Church.
The scripture reading is Ephesians 1, 18 through 23. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your word. Help us to apply it to our hearts. In Christ's name, amen.
Well, let's open up with prayer and we're got started. Father God, we pause now to study your word, and we thank you for the time set aside to do that. We thank you for the word that you've given us. It's complete. We know it is. We know it's your blessing, and it's something that we should study all the time to get to know you better, and more or less be approved in your sight, Lord. So the lesson now is hopefully approving to you and your calling. And we thank you for everything that you do each and every day. And we pray that we will want to be closer to you and behave appropriately. And more or less get into the Word and study according to your purpose and your glory. So for it's in Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. You know, the lesson that Derek is teaching right now is on the Ephesians, the twofold purpose of the mystery, which is really a fantastic study because it has so many aspects of it. My previous lesson talked about the principalities and powers and what their view of what was going on to us, the members of the body of Christ. And they were sitting up there taking a look at all of us and said, man, what's the deal? Why do they get all the blessings and we don't? Well, you know, we don't necessarily know why, but God certainly says that we have triumphantly won the victory over those principalities and powers in Christ. Well, another aspect of the mystery is the unique blessing or calling that is associated with that body of truth. And that blessing, that sphere of blessing, belongs specifically to the members of the body of Christ in the mystery. Now, blessings are really fun to consider. Like Kathy's lesson this morning, she taught about, being a bee. You know, there's a certain amount of blessings and a curse, and you have a choice to make. Well, in the picture that I handed you, it's a unique picture created by Justice Mills when he created a handout called The Three Spheres of Blessings. Now, if you look on the handout, there are three spheres built on the foundation of the blood of Christ. Now, certainly there's no foundation laid that cannot be laid that other than Christ Jesus. We find that in 1 Corinthians 3:11. If you go there, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11, we find there, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. You know, in Acts 4:12, it talks about Christ in a certain way. It says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now, salvation is a critical part to our walk. Without salvation, there can be no blessings. As a matter of fact, if there isn't salvation, your blessings or reward is eternal damnation. So there are a certain amount of rewards and blessings that go to the non-saved. But to the saved, there are blessings that we should specifically look at that pertains to unique people. Now, we find in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, all kinds of text on the revealed plan's blessing. Now, the revealed plan is that plan that God revealed unto Abraham and his descendants, and what his promises that he made to them. And those promises include the earth and the heavens. Okay? You see that on your diagram. You have the earth at the bottom foundation, and you have on top of that the heavens. Now, those two pertain to the earth, and also, obviously, the heaven, which is come down on earth. Okay, let's look at the scriptures. Isaiah 65:17. Go there with me. Isaiah 65:17. The Lord tells us there, "For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind." Now, the fact that the earth now is filled with sin, the sinful earth eventually will be going away. And he says he will create a new heaven and a new earth, and we will no longer remember the previous state of the earth in this time. Go to Matthew chapter 24, verse 35. Now, there's a certain truth associated with this earth and this heaven that we're talking about that he tells us in Matthew 24, 35. He says, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." So, for the heavens and earth, there's a time frame, a limit. We don't know what it is, but heaven and earth shall pass away. Go to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 7 through 18. Let's find out more about this heaven and earth in 2 Peter 3, 7 through 18. It says, "But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against that day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and the works that are within, shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye shall look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And account that the longsuffering of our Lord God is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given to him, hath written unto you, also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as seeing you know these things before. Beware lest ye also, being led away in the error of the wicked, fall from your steadfastness. But grow in grace and in knowledge of the Lord Jesus, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen." Now, there's a whole bunch there about these new heavens and new earth. But we find that in this passage, there's going to be a day of judgment. And this day of judgment comes, and it's like a thief in the night. And the heaven and earth will be burned up. We saw that in verse 12, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be resolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. So how do you purify something that has germs? With fire. You know, I often remember growing up seeing Daniel Boone, and when he had an arrow, you know, brace his side, he would heat up his knife in the fire and brand himself to seal off the wound. And eventually, Daniel Boone was a man. He was a real man. But you certainly purify things with fire. And the Lord will purify the earth with fire in that day. We see in Revelation 21, verse 1. Turn there with me. Revelation 21, verse 1 talks about a day when it says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea." So, obviously, there's going to be a lot more real estate when the new heavens and new earth come down, because we have no more sea. You know, imagine that, no more sea. But these are the conditions of blessings in the heavens and the earth. Now, let's talk about the first portion, which is the earth. We're going to go to, fortunately now, some Bible aerobics here. Let's, since you're in Revelation, let's start in chapter 21, verse 24. "Now, the earth will be populated by nations over which kings will reign." So, let's look about that. Revelation 21, 24. It says, "And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it." Okay, let's go to Revelation 5, chapter 5, verse 10. It says there, "And hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." Okay. Let's go to Matthew chapter 25, verse 32. "And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall prepare them one for another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats." So the sheep will be separated from the goats. So let's go to Daniel chapter 2, verse 34. We're going to read 34 and 35. We'll also read 44 and 45 of Daniel chapter 2. It says, "Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out of without hands, which smote the image upon his feet. There were iron of clay, and they brake them into pieces. That was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold, broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floor. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain, and filled the whole earth." Jumping down to verse 44. "And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to the other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and that shall stand forever. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it brake in the pieces of the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God hath made known the king what shall come to pass thereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure." So we see here a vision of Daniel. And the vision of Daniel was the Gentile vision, showing the body, where the body had different kind of parts to it. As you went along the parts, It told of certain nations and time frames of those nations. And we see here in verse 44 that these kings shall, the God of heaven, set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to the other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Well, the kingdom was a unique promise given to Israel. Now, it's very popular to try and claim the kingdom of heaven to be at hand in Christendom today. But we're not a part of that kingdom or blessing. We're a part of the kingdom of here to his dear son, which we find out about in the mystery. So we're part of a kingdom, but not that kingdom. Our kingdom is the mystery of here's dear son. And that kingdom is far above all principalities and powers that we learned about several weeks ago. Okay, Matthew, go to Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. Now, you find here Matthew chapter 5, verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So here we see that the context is the kingdom of heaven. Well, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Now, what was promised to Abraham way back in Genesis chapter 12, chapter 17? He was promised land. And the land would be here on earth. So his promise will come to fruition, but that blessing that was promised to him is a unique blessing to him and his descendants. And it's not our blessings. So we have a totally different set of blessings. And in your picture, obviously, those blessings for us are on the top. And Israel's blessings revolve the heaven and the earth. Okay. Now let's talk about the heavens. Well, we see when we're talking about the heavens, they have a unique quality to it. And the better country, meaning the heavens, in which is situated the city for which Abraham looked. Go to Hebrews 11, chapter 16. It says here, but now they desire a better country, that is, in heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared them a city. Well, cool. Abraham was told about a city whose maker and builder was God. Well, that's a pretty good real estate offer, you know. He was probably excited. Go to verse 10 in chapter 11 there. Abraham went, when he went out of his country, original country, he went out looking for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker was God. Go to back to chapter 3, verse 1. Now the hope of the heavenly calling was Abraham. It says in 3:1, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our possession, Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus. Now, that high calling was when Jews and Gentiles will be blessed with faithful Abraham. Do you remember Derek teaching the acronym TWA? TWA stood for the Gentiles' blessing. The T stood for through faithful Abraham. Now, in the Acts period, it went to W, which stood for with faithful Abraham. And in the latter, after the Acts period, the A stood for apart from Abraham. So TWA, the Gentile, flew TWA through the Bible. And right now we're on the A. We're apart from this blessing promised to Abraham and his descendants. So let's look at Galatians chapter 3, verse 9. Now, Galatians is a popular book to many people today because I like to read it and say, well, you know, this is to me. But Galatians was to the Gentile when it was W in the TWA with faithful Abraham, not being apart from faithful Abraham. So Galatians 3:9 says, so then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. There's the W of TWA. Go to verse 14 of chapter 3 there. It says, now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. And he saith not, it's into seeds as a many, but as of one, into thy seed, which is Christ. So Abraham was where these promises and blessings were made. Go to verse 18. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. Who did he give it to? Abraham. Go to verse 29. Galatians 3:29 says, and if you be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Now, does this apply to us? No, because this time frame, the Gentiles were with faithful Abraham, and after the book of Acts, they were apart from faithful Abraham, creating a whole new body. Go to Galatians chapter 6, verse 16. So Jews and Gentiles were blessed with faithful Abraham, heirs according to the promise, and we see here, verse 16, and as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. Verse 18, for if the inheritance be of the law, is no more a promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. Now go to Hebrews 12:22. Hebrews 12:22 says, but ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. You know, remember the angel study I gave a while back. Angels were associated with Israel in the Old Testament. It's no excitement here that this heavenly Jerusalem was accompanied by an innumerable company of angels. Man, it's really great. Hebrews, let's go back to Hebrews. Chapter 13, verse 14. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Go back to Galatians 4, 26. We see that the Israel of God, the citizens of the heavenly Jerusalem, which is above the bride of Christ. Galatians 4, 26 says, but Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. Now go to Revelation 21. We're going to read 2, 9, and 10. Revelation 21, chapter 21, verse 2. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Verse 9. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And carried me away in that spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. So, the earth and the heavens involve the blessing made to Abraham. And we could spend a lot more Bible aerobics time going to scriptures that will show that. But I want to talk about the heavenlies, which is the church, which is the body, which we're a part of, which is over and above all the heavens, the super heavens. It's, in fact, translated heavenly places. The church, which is his body, is blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now, go to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. It says here, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now, this is the A part of flying TWA. Now, the blessings are really superior because they're Christ's blessings. Okay? We see here the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we may know what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all. He gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body. I'm paraphrasing the scriptures here. We see in Ephesians 2:6, he hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places. Isn't that great? Where would you want to sit? In heavenly places. We're sitting there with him right now. That's just super. What I used to say, it's supity duper. It's so good. And often we don't really think about these blessings and how special they are. And I want to take the time out today to show you these three spheres of blessings and let you remember that we're in the heavenlies, far above all, with Christ, and we receive his blessings because we're with him. So let's close in prayer and we'll be finished. Father God, Lord, we thank you for the fact that we sit with you in the heavenlies with Christ as the head and we're the body. And we pray that as we study the scriptures, we would keep them accurately divided, properly applying which part applies to us and which part doesn't. But we know that all scripture is profitable for us, but not all scripture is to us, but it's for our learning, Lord. So we pray now that this lesson has showed the differences between the three spheres of blessings with the earthly and heavenlies associated with Abraham and his covenant, and the super heavens far above all associated with the mystery, which is the body of Christ and being apart from Abraham and his blessings. And just thank you for the fact that you revealed it to us through the Apostle Paul, and we now have the body of truth available to us, and hopefully we'll be able to share it with others also. So thank you, Lord, for your scriptures and your blessings. And it's in Christ's name we pray, and for his sake. Amen.
You've been listening to a lesson provided by Northside Bible Church. Our assembly is excited to bring you many studies to help the Christian grow in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, rightly divided. If you live in the greater Oklahoma City area, we welcome you to come and fellowship with us each Sunday. Sunday school begins at 10:15 and church service at 11. Otherwise, we hope you enjoy all the many audio lessons and Bible studies found on rightdivision.com. Questions regarding today's lesson or on any material on the website can be sent to our email address, which is questions@rightdivision.com. Or feel free to write us at Northside Bible Church, P.O. Box 20777, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73156. Thanks again for listening, and be sure and study your Bible today.